It's God's will for you and me to live a long time, hallelujah, a long, full life.
As a child of God, you have a promise of long life. Don't let go of that promise. Don't quit early from your assignment. Join Gloria Copeland for a heartfelt message and be inspired to go for God's best and live the life He has for you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about one of my favorite subjects. Live long and live strong. I believe with all my heart that's what the Bible teaches the believer to do. But I also believe that you've got to believe to get there. Because if you listen to what the world says and what traditions of men say, you'll think you should die in your 70s or 80s. No. We have long life and strong life. If you had to pick an age from the Bible, I would go back to 120, but really that was God talking to Moses. So, but 120 years, that's probably long enough, huh? You think that might be long enough? But that's just a little bit compared to what people have lived. It's amazing how long people have lived, even natural people. Tomorrow we're going to talk about some people that live long and they weren't necessarily even spiritual, but they live long on the earth. And this is kind of an interesting and it's kind of a funny, you know, some of them are kind of funny, but we're going to talk about actual people who have lived over 100, 105, 120. I don't even remember how old the oldest one was, but that person was way on up there, so don't miss that. Today we're going to talk about, again, we mentioned it, but we're going to talk about the tradition about a time to die, like you have a certain day, you know, this is your time, this is your, actually it's like the word would be, what it actually means or talks about where a time to die is concerned is not, you know, March the 1st, it's like a season. You live out the full number of your days and there will come a time when you're preparing to depart this life. But it's not a set time like a day or an hour. And it's not a predetermined time. In other words, you're the one that determines whether you live out that long or not by the way you live, by what you do, by the choices you make. When we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, we went right that moment a long way to living out a full life. Why? Because we were born again from death into life. We got the life of God out of us. We got the death that came to man through Adam's fall and through Satan. We got that death out of our spirit and we made Jesus the Lord of our lives and we were born again. How did that happen? How was God able to do that? Well, you remember that Jesus took the curse of death, the curse that came to Adam through sin and Eve through sin. He took that curse of sin and death on the cross himself. He bore it. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says he bore our sin, he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. That's why you have to make Jesus the Lord of your life if you want to change your eternal destiny. There is no other Savior. There is no other name by which men are saved. But by that name, we got born again. There was a day in your life when you got born again, if you did get born again yet. And if you didn't, today needs to be the day. Jesus himself paid the price for sin. Otherwise, there'd be nothing left for us but hell. Why? Because Adam and Eve changed gods. And they made Satan their Lord, and they turned their back. What did God say? In the day you eat, you'll surely die. Well, they didn't die the day they ate physically. They didn't die physically the day they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they died on the inside. The spirit became dead and dead to God and not sensitive to Him anymore, and in a different place than it was before. And so they died spiritually, and so men and women born from the Garden of Eden were born spiritually dead. So Jesus came, took death, spiritual, physical, His soul upon Himself, and He took it for you and me. Now, you may not have ever made Jesus the Lord of your life, so you've never taken advantage of it. And you are not in a good position. But if you'll make Jesus the Lord, you can be born over again, and that sin nature is driven out of you, and the righteousness of God comes into you, and now you walk out that righteousness. You can. A lot of people get born again and they never grow any, so they don't. Their lives don't take on a finished, beautiful look like it could. What would that be? How would you say that? A life delivered from the curse. A life delivered from the curse of sin, which would be what comes under that curse? Poverty. Everything defeats you. Everything is bad. Every sickness and disease is under that curse. You look at Deuteronomy 26 through 28, and you'll see the description of the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. Jesus came and took that for us so that we could be born again and free from the curse, and we could have, where we had spiritual death in the natural, now we have life abundant on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's enough to make us shout right there today. We've been born out from under death. We've done all the dying we're going to do. Why? Because I am, since I've made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, I am a born again spirit. I am not the same spirit that I was before I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. Now, I am a spirit. So when I was born again, I was born of God. Now, when I die, what's going to happen? I'm not going to die. I'm a spirit. I don't die. But when I leave this body, it dies. The life has gone out of it. You know, you can pump me up, make me look pretty good for a few days, but it just won't hold up because the life's gone out of it. I won't be in the box. I'll be in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My body, you know, somebody will have to, if Jesus tarries and I die before He comes back, or my body dies before He comes back, would be better to say, then, you know, you'll have to pump me up, put me in a box, dress me up. I might look better than when I left, but I won't be there. I won't be there. Every time you see that person in the casket, the person is not there. He is in heaven with his Lord, or he is in hell with his Lord, one or the other, but he's not in the box. His body's in the box. So we get born again, and when we go to be with the Lord, that's dying, when our body dies, we would be gone. And to be absent from the body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. So we don't have any. We who are born again, and Jesus is our Lord, we don't have anything to fear in death. And yet we want to live out the full number of our days. We want to fulfill our days in the earth. We want to live long, live strong, and be of some value to the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's what we're talking about, is living strong, living long, hallelujah, good days, well days, all the days of our lives. The word longevity the definition of it is of great age, long life, great span of life, and length of days. Glory to God. The scripture says in Exodus 23, 25 and 26, and this is the NIV version, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and water, and I will," God is speaking here, "I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." See, they were natural people. They weren't born again, but they could have that blessing, and they could be well, and they could be prosperous. "There shall nothing cast her their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill." You'll serve the Lord, and the number of your days God will fulfill. Now, in the NIV there, it says, "I will give you a full lifespan." Isn't that a great translation? You serve the Lord, he'll bless your bread and water, he'll take sickness away from the midst of you, and he'll give you a full lifespan. Now, that's what we want. We want to live out the full number of our days. When we leave this body, we're going to be so happy and so full of joy, and it'll be so wonderful. And yet, while we're in the body and in the earth, we can serve Jesus in a capacity that's different from any other we'll ever have. Because when we leave here and we go to heaven, we're going to have a choice between good and good. We would have made our choice while we were back in the earth, and now everything is wonderful and good. So we are making the choice today, and if you've never done it, it's not just a fairy tale. It's something that really happens to you. You make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and you get born over again. The Bible teaches us, from death, you're born from death into life. Your spirit man, the real you. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are making that choice. We have made that choice, and you should make it if you haven't. And I've been born again for quite a few years now, and my life has just continually improved. I mean, the quality of life, the more you know about God, the more your quality of life is greater and greater and greater. Now, I like that script, that translation that says, "I will bless your food and water. The number of your days I will fulfill. I will give you a full lifespan." Isn't that a great scripture translation? I'll give you a full lifespan. Now, the Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 and 2, says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die." Not a day, a moment, or an hour, but there is a season when it's time for you to go on. You know, you lived out your full life, and you finished the work God's called you to do, and now it's about time for you to go home. There's a season. We should know that season, but there is not an hour or a moment or a day like a Monday or a Tuesday. There's a time, or a season would be more descriptive of what it's like. So we'll come to the time where, if Jesus tarries, where it's time for us to go. And if we're knowledgeable of the Word of God, we'll know, our family will know, and they'll realize that that person that knew the Lord is not here in this body that's all full, you know, all laid out here. But that person is with the Lord. Hallelujah. So it is not a day or an hour, but a season where we fulfill the number of our days. And We've finished our work, glory to God. And now there just awaits us that marvelous, marvelous reception up there in heaven. Now, people that have gone to heaven and come back have said some interesting things. They say that, you know, when somebody comes in, they're welcomed. Like if it was a preacher of the gospel that had won souls, well, all the people that had ever been won in that one's ministry would be there to greet them. And I thought a lot about it when Brother Hagin went to be with the Lord. What kind of a... I mean, he had so many people that he took with him, so many people that he taught, and loved ones, and preaching friends and close people that had gone on before he did. And what a reunion that would be. See, heaven is a real place. They're having great meetings there. And you talk about some good preaching? Wow, we get to hear Jesus preach. We get to hear Paul preach. I mean, we're going to have such a wonderful place. We're going to have a marvelous time. And yet we want to live out the full number of our days because we want to do what we're called to do. Glory to God. So this says, the number of your days I will fulfill, or as the NIV says, I will give you a full lifespan. That time, that's not a day or an hour, but it's a season when it's our time to go. And we don't have any fear of that. We just want to live out the full number of our days. We want to get done everything we're called to do. Paul knew when he had finished the course, he knew it was time for him to go. Glory to God. Ecclesiastes said, why should you die before your time? You can die before your time. How can you do that? Well, people that live in sin, they don't live out the full... Generally, they wouldn't live out the full number of their days because sin cuts your life short. Where the eternal, when you get born again, you get eternal life in your spirit, and that quickens your mortal flesh. It makes it alive. But sin, then, on the other hand, it just helps kill your mortal flesh. It brings death, where eternal life brings life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we get. So it's a season, not an hour. And the men, you know, we've got great lifespans that people have lived. Like Abraham he died at 175. Moses died at 120. God set that time at 120, and he died at 120. Job lived 140 years. Now think of this. We feel sorry for Job sometimes because he had so much trouble. But Job lived 140 years after 1 year. He had 1 year of trouble, and he lived 140 more years. So, you know, that's kind of like a bad day, the way our lifespan is. He had one year of trouble, and he lived 140, or less than a year's trouble, he lived 140 years. He saw four generations. He died old and full of years. He had great, great, great grandchildren. He lived to see that. Abraham died at 175, at the ripe old age of 175. Paul finished his course. He did not live to be an old man, very old. I've forgotten now. I mean, he was maybe, I'm thinking 80, but don't quote me on that because that might not be right. But he was murdered for the gospel's sake. So his head was taken from him. But I'm telling you, he immediately was in the presence of the Lord. Think of that. Every martyr, the moment that they left that body, they were in the presence of the Lord, and the reward and all the blessing that they had stored up for them was there. Death was a moment, but life, that eternal life, was forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul had a desire, Philippians 3:7 through 15, Paul had a desire to depart. It talks about there. But he decided to stay and press. He decided to press. He decided to stay, that they needed him. The church needed him. And many of you, some of you ministers may be in that area right now where you want to go on and be with the Lord, but you know you're not through yet. What we do want to do is finish our course. We want to get through every assignment while we're here in the earth before we give ourselves to go on to be with the Lord. So, you know, and I'll tell you this, Satan comes to steal the precious life. He comes to those with death. He tries to talk men and women of God who are doing the work of God and preaching the gospel and getting results. He tries to talk you into going early. Don't go early. I'm telling you right now, don't go early. You stay and you finish your course. Don't take the easy way out. I know this broadcast goes into areas where persecution's much worse than it is here in the United States. And I'm telling you, don't quit. Don't quit. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the thing is, you just get back on your faith and you say, I'm going to fulfill my days. I'm going to live out the full number of my days. Don't let the devil talk you into dying. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We go when God says, Paul did finish his course. He had to press, but he finished it. He had a desire to depart, but decided to stay and press. So, go for the gold. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to finish it. Satan's not going to talk us into going early. He's not going to talk you into going early. We're going to fulfill the number of our days. And then we'll go. And then it'll be to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. It's victory, victory, victory. Once you get born again, your body would die, but you will never die. You just leave that body, and then you get a new body. Hallelujah. I'll be right back.
I want to live that same life Moses lived. I want to live that life of 120 years, and I refuse to have my eyes dimmed. I will not miss a step. My God has given me the ability to run and not be weary. He has given me the ability to walk and not faint. He has shown me that I can be all that I have been called to be, and I will not be limited, I will not be incapacitated, and I will not allow the enemy to stand between me and all of God's perfection for me in Jesus' name.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family. George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age, one that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life. God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live long, finish strong, get you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong, and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail stores and online.
Well, I've only been able just to touch a few things that are in the book during this week of broadcasts, but I tell you, you're going to like this book, and I want to encourage you to get it. Live Long and Finish Strong, the divine secret to living healthy, happy, and healed. Hallelujah. Ken and I have learned some things in the 40-plus years we've been in the ministry. And he and I are walking it out. We're blessed. We're well. We're strong. How come we're that way? Because of the Word of God. So read this book as a family or with friends, or just get in your good chair and read it. You have a reading chair like I do, and read it. You'll enjoy it. Let God change your life and let Him stir you up. Live long and finish strong. It's available wherever books are sold, and I want to encourage you to go get it quick. You're going to like it. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for every person today listening to the broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for strength and life, physical life and healing flowing into them right now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. It may not be time for them to leave the earth yet, but it is time for them to be made whole. It's time for you to be healed in Jesus' name. That's always available to us, and we don't have to be sick to die. All we have to do is leave. Hallelujah. So be made whole. Be well. Be strong. We want to send you this little book if you made Jesus the Lord of your life, or if you just want to read something encouraging to have a winning attitude. It'll help you and it'll strengthen you. You know, you got to stay in the Word. That's where strength comes from. Well, life not even worth living anyway if you're not a Word person and you don't believe the Word of God and you don't act in faith. You know, you'll be under the devil's thumb who's come to kill, steal, and destroy. We want to encourage you. And if you've never made that choice of Jesus, choose Him right now. Just request this free book today and we'll send it to you. Glory to God. Well, I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Remember to request your free gift, The Winning Attitude, a book by Kenneth Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away at our 24-hour prayer line. 800-600-7395.